Not far from where John Edwards made his announcement today is the Danziger Bridge. Two people were killed on that bridge in the chaotic days after Hurricane Katrina. Today, a grand jury indicted four New Orleans police officers for first-degree murder in connection with those killings, and three other officers were charged with attempted murder. The circumstances of the shootings are unclear, but three federal civil rights lawsuits were filed against a group of New Orleans police officers charging that they gunned down unarmed civilians. NPR's John Burnett has been following this story and joins us now. And, John, it's a confusing story, but can you tell us what you were able to piece together of what happened that day on and near the Danziger Bridge?
Robert, I had investigated this incident for about 6 weeks and talked to as many witnesses as I could on the bridge, and two obviously very dramatically different versions, as often happens in police shootings. It was the Sunday after the storm, and you have to understand that the city had disintegrated into lawlessness, and anything seemed possible. Police officers, those who were still on the job, were sleeping in their cars. Some were using personal weapons. Some were out of uniform. They were worried about their families, and they were worried about the wild rumors that were flying around the city about snipers, shooting at rescuers, shooting at anyone in uniform, shooting at helicopters. Many of the rumors later turned out to be false, but that was the milieu that everyone was living in at the moment. So they get this report that there are two officers down under the Danziger Bridge. It's a half-mile-long concrete lift bridge in eastern New Orleans. And from what I could tell, the officers mistook two groups of people on that bridge for shooters. Hmm. The first group were two brothers, Lance and Ronald Madison. Ronald Madison was a 40-year-old retarded man in the care of his family. The coroner determined that Ronald had been shot four times in the back. One officer, we learned today, was charged with first-degree murder in Ronald Madison's death. The second group of people on the bridge, many belonged to the Bartholomew family. They claimed that they were fired upon by the police as they were running up the bridge trying to get away from them. They hid behind a concrete barrier. They said the police did not identify themselves and shot at them both at a distance and then at close range without provocation. In that incident, that is when James Brissett, a 19-year-old high school senior from New Orleans, was killed. Three officers were indicted for first-degree murder in his death. Two others in the Bartholomew group were permanently maimed. One was a teenage boy who said a policeman came up and shot him at close range in the stomach. He now wears a colostomy bag. And a woman named Susan Bartholomew was shot in the right arm so severely that it had to be amputated above the elbow. The police say a very, very different version, that they were being fired on by hoodlums, they had a running gun battle for at least 10 minutes, and that they were shooting back in self-defense.
This is what the Orleans Parish District Attorney, Eddie Jordan, said today. He said, "We cannot allow our police officers to shoot and kill our citizens without justification like rabid dogs."
That's right. And he went on to say the rules governing the use of lethal force are not suspended during a state of emergency. Everyone, including police officers, must abide by the law of the land, end quote.
And lawyers for those accused of these crimes?
There was a defense lawyer for one of the indicted officers. He said, a quote, "As a wise man once said, a DA can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. They only heard one side of the story."
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Robert.
And NPR's John Burnett on today's announcement that seven New Orleans police officers have been indicted over the shootings at the Danziger Bridge days after Hurricane Katrina.